也带领我们的一家在主的面前。
Thank the Lord that over the years He has personally guided me and also led my family.
好，我们在这边能够分享的都是主的恩典。
That we can stand here to share, it is all God's grace.
好，我们在主面前就祷告。
Let us pray before the Lord again.
这一次我们感谢你能够在主面前一同分享主你的话。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that before you we can sit together to share your words.
我们实在是知道说，主我们在每一个人在你面前，我们都应该起来来服侍你。
Lord, we truly know that each one of us should stand up and serve you.
因为我们知道说你是我们的主，主我们应该就应该来到你面前。
Lord, we know that you are our Lord, therefore we should come before you.
主真的是求你今天早上与我们丰富的同在。
Lord, we pray that your presence is abundantly with us this morning.
主真的是求你保守我们做出口的，主我们翻译的，还有我们在当中所有的弟兄和姐妹。都同受一个您的感动。
Lord, we pray that you will keep the speaker, the translator, and all those who are listening to share one spirit.
我们这样祷告祈求，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray like this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我今天想跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目就是服侍神。
Today, the topic that I want to share with you about is serving God.
其实这是一个很大的题目哈。
This is a very big topic.
那个我们知道说去年在那个澳洲一个特会，他们题目就是侍奉神，然后有三个讲员，如果我没有讲错的话，因为有些弟兄姐妹在当中。
If I remember correctly, last year there was a conference in Australia where the topic was serving God, and they had three speakers.
然后花了几乎一个礼拜时间来分享。
And they spent almost an entire week to share.
那我们只有一个短短的一个不到一个钟头时间。
We have a little bit less than an hour.
所以我想就是做我自己一些的领受，然后跟弟兄姐妹分享。
Therefore, I want to share with you some of my own feelings.
那上礼拜我跟青少年在一起的时候呢，我就说我要请你们帮我祷告。然后他们问我说，那 Christine 问我说，就是老孟的女儿。我说你要讲什么？我说讲侍奉神。哦，他说 very big topic.
Last week when I was with the teenagers, I asked them to pray for me, and Christine asked me what was the topic that I want to share, and I told her that it's serving God, and she said it's a big topic.
就是一个很大一个题目的意思。
It's a really big topic.
好，那我想我今天就是我们刚才弟兄已经念过，我们请大家看一点圣经，请看在出埃及记第十九章第一段圣经，十九章四到六节。
The first scripture we'll read is Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 through 6.
好，我们看到我们一起来念好了。
Let's read it together.
英文和中文一起来念。我们请，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。好，这是主将以色列百姓呼召出来之后所讲的一段话。
These are the words of our Lord to the Israel people after he had brought them out of the land of Egypt.
我们看一下，我们请再看彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let us now turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
这段经节大家也很熟悉。
This is a verse that we are very familiar with.
这边讲说，我们一起念。
Let's read it together.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。好，我们下段再请念在启示录第一章。
The next verse we will read is Revelation chapter 1.
第一章第五到六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
好，我们翻到我们请一起来。并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督， 有恩惠平安归于你们，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。好，我们再念一段，是在第五章，启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
他们唱新歌，说你配拿书卷，配摘开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己血从各族、各邦、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。好，我们想我们这边念这几段经节，好，大家就有点，我想有点观念，就是说主他有个永远的心意，就是我们在他面前成为国民，成为他属神的祭司。
I think through the verses that we have just read, you will have a concept that God has an eternal will, and that is for us to be His people, to be a kingdom of priests.
我们知道说在我们读创世纪，我们知道说在创世纪一开始，我们看到神的创造。
When we read the book of Genesis, we see God's creation at the beginning.
但是我们在创世纪里面看到，也看到人的堕落。
But in Genesis, we also see the falling of man.
然后呢，之后呢，我们就看到神就开始做他启示呼召的工作。
And then we see God doing His work of revelation and calling.
我们从他看到，我们他从呼召亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
We see Him calling Abraham.Isaac, Jacob.
后来我们到了出埃及记之后呢，我们就知道说，当雅各到了埃及记之后，以色列民就慢慢慢慢成为一个大的族。
And then in Exodus, we see that after Jacob, the Israel people start to grow into a large group of people.
但是我们知道说在以色列族在埃及的时候，他们是在法老的权势之下。
But we know that the Israel people, when they were in Egypt, they were under the power of the Pharaoh.
换句话说，他就是在一个在一个黑暗的管制之下，在一个在一个为奴的光景。圣经说，他是在一个为奴隶的一个光景里面。
They were under the dark force, and in Scripture it says that they were in a state of being enslaved.
在创世纪里面，我们看到说，好像是一个一个来呼召出来，但是在出埃及记我们看到说神把整个民族能够带领出来。
In Genesis, we see that God was doing His calling one by one, and then in Exodus, we see that He called an entire group of people.
那我们今天也是，我们今天是属神的子民。那主耶稣基督为我们受死复活，为我们做了那永远的赎价。他今天对我们也是一个整体的呼召。
And the same thing today, that we are God's own people, that because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, that He calls us as a whole group.
那他当我们得救之后，我们到底要干什么？
After we've been saved, what is it that we should do?
那礼拜五的时候，我们跟青少年在一起，他还讲说，有青少年讲说，其实感谢主，主在我们青少年当中有一些工作，他们觉得说我们不是好像说我们信主之后就要拿一个 pass， 拿一个通行证一样，就到天，好像就到天堂一样，就这么简单。
When we were sharing with our teenagers on Friday night, we thank the Lord that they have this seeing that once you've been saved, it is not that you have this pass to heaven and that's it.
主在我们身上有一个旨意在上面。
God on us has a will.
当主从在出埃及记里面，当主将以色列百姓带领到西乃山之下之后，就讲了我们刚才念的第一段的圣经。
In Exodus, after God has brought the Israel people to the wilderness of Sinai, He said those words that we just read.
然后他就颁布了律法。
And then He passed down the law.
那律法事实上就表明神整个的性情。神是那什么样的神？他是一个圣洁的神，他是那位公义的神。
And the law represents God's own attributes. It shows his righteousness and his justice.
然后呢，在之后呢，神就启示了会幕。
And then afterwards, God revealed about the tabernacle.
然后其实会幕之后呢，他就讲到祭司。
And then after the tabernacle, he talked about the priest.
因为原本他们是在一个为奴的，就是在一个奴隶的情形之下，他是没有办法侍奉神的。
Because originally they were in a state of slavery, and then in that state they could not serve God.
唯有被神拯救出来之后，来到一个自由的光景之后，我们才能够侍奉神。
Only after we have been saved by God, only after we have been freed, can we then serve God.
因此呢，我们就知道说，当神颁布律法之后，他就启示会幕跟启示了祭司。
Therefore, we know that after God had brought them out of Egypt, He revealed to them the tabernacle and the law.
因为我们知道说，圣经刚才，刚才林元弟兄祷告中讲到说，主耶稣基督是那本体的真相。
In our brother's prayer during the Lord's table, he said, Jesus Himself is the image of God.
在出埃及记里面，我们所看到的这些东西呢？ 事实上呢，它好像在按照希伯来书来讲，它只是一个形象跟样式而已。真正的本相是在主耶稣基督身上。From
the book of Hebrew, we know that the things that are talked about in Exodus, they are shadows, they're forms. The true image is Jesus Christ Himself.
那从以色列身上所遭遇的呢，事实上就让我们今天好像成为一个学习的一个样子。
And what the Israel people had experienced, these are things for us to learn from today.
其实主让我们当呼召出来的时候，让我们能够服侍他，其实老实讲是一个很大的恩典。Truly,
when we speak of when that Jesus has saved us to serve God, it is truly a blessing.
因为我们原本你知道，我们都是罪人啊，在神的眼光看是一个污秽不堪的人。Because
originally we are all sinners. We are all corrupt sinners in God's sight.
神能够将我们能够用他宝血洗净我们，不但洗净我们，而且我们能够来到我们至高至大神面前来服侍他，是个极大的恩典。God
to allow us to serve before Him, to be able to go before Him, it is an amazing grace.
其实在，其实我想在，其实在神一开始，当神在创造亚当的时候，其实神愿意人来服侍他，已经在亚当的身上。
We can see that from the beginning when God created Adam, His will for men to serve Him can already be shown on Adam.
他当创造亚当之后呢，他就跟亚当讲，他说你要管理怎么样，海里的鱼、空中的鸟，还地上一切的牲畜。
After He created Adam, He said to Adam, You shall govern the birds in the sky, the fishes in the water, and all the creatures on earth.
所以神的心意事实上是希望我们跟我们在一起，另外一方面呢，也希望我们跟他一起。
Therefore, God's will is to be with us and together with us to serve Him.
那我们刚才念这段圣经有三段圣经呢，讲到说过去在以色列的情形，今天我们在教会彼得前彼得彼得书信里面讲的，还有在启示录是讲到将来的光景，都讲到一样情形，我们都是祭司。
And the three verses that we just read, it talks about the past, the present, and the future, and it all talks about us being the priests.
从永远到永远，这是神一个很重要的一个心意。
From eternity to eternity, it is a very important will of God.
圣经讲说，我们每一个人都是祭司。
The scripture says that each one of us is a priest.
所以因此，当我们得救之后呢，不管我们是年纪大的，年纪轻的，不管是。 男的或是女的，在主的面前都是祭司。
Therefore, after we've been saved, whether we are young or old, male or female, in front of God, we are all priests.
我们在教会生活之中，每一个弟兄姐妹都应该来服侍神。
In our life in church, every brother and sister should come to serve God.
你知道，因为今天在我们今天，如果你在外面看一下，你会发觉说，好像有很多的地方，特别在教会里面，好像只有一群人。
Today, when we look, it seems as if there is only one group of people who can serve God. That is not God's will.
而且英文好像有一个字啊，它叫做 layman,
A-A-Y-M-E-N. In English, there's a word called layman.
那字就是说，好像摆到旁边不动的一群人，就是俗人啊。圣经它把叫弟兄姐妹分成两批人，一个好像圣品的人。 另外一个叫做 layman 就是俗人。
It separates people into two groups, the layman group and the holy people. The laymen are the ones who just sit aside and do nothing.
这不是主的心意，我们读这神的心意，我们读主的话就知道说， 从过去以色列到现今的教会，将来在主面前服事，我们全部都是祭司。
If we read the word of our Lord, then we know that that is not His heart. If we read from the past, the present, and the future, then it, we are all His priests.
那我想今天啊，那个我想用，因为出埃及记里面他讲了很多的，很多的东西。那我想用在就是在会幕里面的几个物件来讲到说我们服侍神啊所要经过的一些的情形。
The book of Exodus mentioned many things. I want to use the things that are mentioned in the sanctuary to talk about serving God.
那我想我请大家再看一下圣经。
Let us turn to our scripture again.
第出埃及记第二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
第十六节
Verse
16我们先念第十节二十五章第十节我这样 我念中文然后请姐妹英文好了二十五章 第十节要用皂荚木做一柜长两轴半宽一轴半高一轴半
Exodus chapter 25 verse 10 They shall construct an ark of acacia wood 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide and 1.5 cubits high.
然后16节到18节
Verse 16 to 18
必将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里要用金金做十恩座长两轴半宽一轴半要用金子锤出两个基督伯来安在十恩座的两头
Exodus chapter 25 verse 16 You shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. You shall make 2 cherubims of gold and make them of hammer work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat.
这边是讲到是圣所里面里面所摆设的。
Here we're talking about the things that are present in the holiest of the holy.
第二个是在圣所里面所摆设的几样东西。
And then it is the, a few things that are in the sanctuary, in the tabernacle.
二十五章，同样是二十五章第二十三节、二十四节，还是我的心里。要用皂荚木做一张桌子，长两轴，宽一轴，高一轴半，要包上金金，四周镶上细牙边。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 23 and 24 You shall make a table of acacia wood and 2 cubits long and 1 cubit wide and 1.5 cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a gold border around it.
然后第三十节又要在桌子上在我面前常摆橙色饼。
Verse 30 You shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me at all times.
然后第二还有另外一样东西这边是第三十一页所讲到灯台
In verse 31 it talks about the lampstand
三十一节要用金金做一个灯台灯台的座和杆与杯球花都要接连一块垂出来
Verse 31 Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold The lampstand and its base and its shafts are to be made of hammered work Its cups and its bulbs and its flowers shall be of one piece with it
OK, 然后这边最后一节这边这一章最后一节有讲到说要谨慎做这些物件都要照在山上指示你的样式。
And the last verse of this chapter, verse 40, See that you make them after the pattern for them, which was shown to you on the mountain.
然后我们再请看27章这边讲到另外一个在外院还有另外一个东西另外一件物件。
Let's look at chapter 27, and then here it talks about the outer court.
第一节第二节你要用皂荚木做坛这坛要四方的长五轴宽五轴高三轴要在坛的四拐角上做四个角与坛接连一块又同把坛包裹
And you shall make the altar of acacia wood 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide And the altar shall be square And its height shall be 3 cubits You shall make its horn on its 4 corners Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it And you shall overlay it with bronze
这边还有两样东西它事实上是在启示祭司之后后来他讲到祭司的衣服然后他讲到了另外两件东西
There are two more things it talked about. It then talks about the garments of the priests, and then it talks about two more things.
第三十章,
Chapter 30.
第十三章第一节、第二节。 你要用皂荚木做一罩烧香的坛，这坛要四方的，长一轴，宽一轴，高两轴。坛的四角要用，要与坛连接一块。
Chapter 30, verse 1 and 2. Moreover, you shall make an altar as a place for burning incense. You shall make it of acacia wood. Its length shall be a cubit, and its width a cubit. It shall be of a square, and its height shall be 2 cubits.
那第六节。 要将坛放在法柜前的幔子外，对着法柜上的施恩座，就是我要与你相会的地方。Chapter
30, verse 6. You shall put this altar in front of the veil, and it that is near the ark of the testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is over the ark of the testimony, where I will meet with you.
还有最后一样，我们等一下看的，就是在这一章同一章30章的第18节19节。
And then. The last place we'll look at chapter 30, verse 18 and 19.
你要用铜做洗濯盆和盆座，以便洗濯，要将盆放在会幕和坛的中间，在盆里存水。Verse
18. You shall also make a laver of bronze with its base of bronze for washing, and you shall put it between the tent of the meeting and the altar, and you shall put the water in it.
亚伦和他的儿子要在这盆里洗手洗脚。
Aaron and his son shall wash their hands and their feet from it.
不知道弟兄姐妹有没有觉得说，不知道杨弟兄你是要干什么？I
don't know if you're wondering why is Brother Young reading all these verses.
那其实我们在在主在创世纪里面，他讲到很多的东西。那这边特别是讲到会幕里面的一些物件。
In the book of Exodus, it talks about many things, and specifically here, it talks about the things that are inside this tabernacle.
其实每一件物件呢，都是在我们刚才讲过说，其实都是一个影子啊。它真正的本体的真相是主耶稣基督。
We talked about how all of these things are only forms and shadows. The actual image is Jesus Christ Himself.
那我想为了让弟兄姐妹在那个就是位置比较清楚啊，那我就。
In order to be able to, for brothers and sisters see this more clearly, I drew it out. But I'm afraid the people who are sitting in the back may not be able to see it.
我们知道说整个帐幕里面有我们刚才所念的，就是在有三个地方。
We know that of the entire tabernacle that we just read about, there are 3 places.
那第一个就是至圣所。
The first is the holiest of the holy.
那里面有法柜跟施恩座。
And inside there is the ark and the mercy seat.
第二个地方是圣所。
And the second place is the sanctuary.
那我们刚才讲到说，香坛要放在与法柜之外的地方。
And we just read that the altar for incense has to be outside of the ark.
那另外两件物件是一个是桌子，一个是灯台。
And the two other things is one is the table and the other one is the lampstand.
那在外院里面有两件东西。
And then there are 2 things in the outside court.
那一个是铜祭坛。
One is the bronze altar.
另外一个是洗濯盆。
And the other one is the wash basin.
那我们知道说，其实主的心意事实上，让我们每一个人，我们信主之后，因着主耶稣基督宝血，我们都能够来到施恩座，就是在至圣所里。
We know that it is the will of our God that after we have been saved, that we can all enter into the holiest of the holy.
这是主给我们极大的恩典。That
is it's an amazing grace that God has given us.
因为我想很多弟兄们已经知道，不过我想为了一些也许在刚刚在主里面的弟兄姐妹，其实在至圣所跟圣所中间有一个幔子。
Brothers and sisters may know that there is a veil between the holiest of the holy and the holy place.
那在当时出埃及记的时候，当时以色列人他们一年只有一次，只有大祭司才能够进入在至圣所里。In
Exodus, only once a year can a high priest enter into the most holy place.
如果你自己跑进去就被击杀了。
And you will meet your death if you enter into it yourself.
那我们现在我们因着主的恩典，我们因着主的宝血，我们每个弟兄姐妹，只要你愿意，都可以到至圣所来。
Today, because of the blood of Christ, because of God's grace, each brother and sister can enter into the most holy place.
但是我想在主的心里面，我们在主面前，我们是儿女，我们是应该常常在主面前。
I believe that in God's heart, we are His children. Therefore, we should constantly be before Him.
但是我们另外一面，我们主也希望我们成为圣洁的祭司。
But on the other hand, our Lord also wants us to become holy priests.
在祭司，我们成为祭司，我们知道在以色列人在服侍神的时候，他们是从那边第一个他们见到的就是铜祭坛。
We know that the Israel people, when they serve God, the first thing they see is the altar of bronze.
我们知道说铜祭坛就是代表我们主的十字架。
We know that the bronze altar represents the cross.
主上十字架亲自流出宝血来洗净我们罪。所以第一件他们看到就是铜祭坛。
Our Lord Jesus Christ personally was hung on the cross and was crucified for us. And the Israel people, the first thing they see is the bronze altar.
那我想关于铜祭坛，我想这对在新约里面有一段很 match， 就是很配合的一段圣经。我想请大家看一段圣经，是罗马书第十二章的第一节。
In the New Testament, there is a verse that is very matching, it's very corresponding to the bronze altar. It's in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
我们因为在主面前服侍，我们第一个非常重要的一件事情，第一件事情，我想我们就是在罗马书第一章所十二章罗马书第十二章第一节所看见的。
I think if we want to serve God, then the first thing we must do is what it's talked about in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
这个我想请大家一起来念好吗？
Let us read it together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。好，这边就看到说，讲到说。身体献上，当作活祭。
Here it talks about presenting your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
想到说，我们这个愿意在主面前服侍的人，我们第一个重要就是将我们这个人献在主的面前。
Here it talks about for those of us who are willing, who want to serve God, and the first thing is to present our bodies.
换句话说，就是奉献给神。
In another word, it is to offer to God.
在旧约的时候，他们亲自牛，亲自羊。
In the Old Testament, they would carry an ox or a lamb.
现在呢，主说你不要亲自牛，亲自羊，把你自己放在祭坛上。
And today, God says you don't have to carry an ox or a lamb anymore. You have to present yourself.
那主在这边跟我们讲到说，奉献。
The Lord here is talking about offering.
那我想奉献哈，我们弟兄姐妹一听到奉献，我以前听到就觉得。这是不是让我们就好像放下工作，放下学业
？Before when I hear the word offering, I wonder if it's to ask me to put down my job and my studies.
但是我们这边从十二章罗马书十二章这边看得很清楚啊，他这边讲到说，他并没有讲到工作学业，他讲到说将身体献上当做一个活祭。
But Romans chapter 12, it clearly shows that it doesn't talk about work or studies. It talks about presenting, offering your body.
换句话讲说，主就是让我们能够让主的十字架在我们工作，在我们身上有路。
And another word, it is to allow the cross of Lord Jesus to have a way on us.
那伯利秀已经在我们当中讲了很多十字架，我不讲了那么多，但是，就是主让我们能够，主讲说，凡要跟从我的，必须背起他自己的十字架来跟从我。
Brother Bo had already shared with us many things about the cross, so I won't repeat them here. But Lord Jesus said, if you want to follow me, then you have to carry your own cross.
那什么是十字架啊？
Then what is the cross?
十字架就是让我们这个人有那个死的经历啊，因为我们经过祭坛是要有死的。
The cross is to allow us to have the experience of death, because to come across the altar is to face death.
就是我们这个人，我们这个里面的旧有那个人哈，那伯利兄讲到新人跟旧人，就讲我们那个旧人需要这个被主的对付。
And it means that our old self needs to be dealt with.
那不然的话，我们知道我们服侍神的时候啊， 我们这个旧人跟新人混在一起哦，你搞不清楚状况。
Otherwise, when we're serving God, then the old self and the new self would be mixed together and you would be confused.
我举个例子给大家看。
I'll give you an example.
就是说，当我们旧人跟新人，你不愿意把旧人放下的时候，你觉得在服侍神，其实在神来看，你等于是帮倒忙了。
When we are serving God and the old and the new person is mixed together and the old person cannot be put down.
我们举这个作那个出埃及作者摩西，摩西在出埃及里面所讲的所发生一件事情，就是在出埃及第二章。
Let's give an example, which is Exodus. When it talks about Moses in chapter 2.
那第二章第十一节这边讲到摩西发生一件事情。
In chapter 2, verse 11, it talks about something that happened to Moses.
他这边讲说，后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里，看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来的一个弟兄，他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。
It says here, now it came about in those days when Moses had grown up, and he went out to his brethren, and looked on their hard labor, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that, and when he saw there was no one around, he struck down the Egyptian and hit him in the sand.
圣经上讲说他左右观看。
The scripture says that he looked here and there.
可能前后也看。
He probably looked before and after him as well.
那我们知道我们弟兄们分享，可能就是没往上看。
But our brother shared that perhaps the only place where he didn't look was up.
就是问问主说这样做可不可以啊？
He didn't ask the Lord whether or not he should do this.
后来他就把那个人打死。
And then he struck that person to death.
你知道他这边讲到说看到他们重担，可见他里面是有负担的。
Here it says that he saw their hard labor, therefore we can see that inside of him there's a burden.
他想要为主做些事情。
He wants to serve the Lord.
然后他就起来就做了这件事情。
And then he rose up to do it.
那我想在圣经另外一地方有对这个有一个注解。
I think in the scripture there's at another place in the scripture there's an explanation for this.
在使徒行传的第七章。
In Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章的23节。
Verse 23.
22节开始，摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。他将到40岁，心中起意，就宽容他的弟兄以色列人。到了那人，见他们一人受冤屈，就护庇他，为那受欺压的人报仇，打死那埃及人。
From verse 22, Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in words and deeds. But when he was approaching the age of 40, it entered his mind to visit his brethren, the sons of Israel. And when he saw one of them being treated unjustly, he defended him and took the vengeance for the oppressed by the striking down the Egyptian.
那25节就好像对原来发生一件事情的一个注解。
And then verse 25, it seems to be an explanation for what happened.
这是斯蒂凡的见证，然后他讲到这件事情。
This is Stephen's testimony, and he mentioned this.
他这边讲他就是二十五节一开始他就是摩西。
And at the beginning of verse 25, he refers to Moses.
他这边讲，他以为弟兄必明白，神是借着他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。
And he supposed that his brethren understood that God was granting them deliverance through him, but they did not understand.
他这边讲说，他以为他们明白啊，神是借着他来救他们的。
Here it says that Moses supposed that his brethren understood that God was granting them deliverance through Moses.
那事实上，我们知道说，在他是以他自己原来的天然。的力量，肉体力量来做这件事情。
We know that he was doing this with his natural abilities.
那事实上，这不是神所要让他做的。
But actually, that is not what God wants him to do.
所以，因此，当我们服侍神的时候，我们必须第一个让我们自己能够献在主面前，求主管理我们这个人。
Therefore, when we serve God, we have to first offer ourselves before God and ask God to govern us.
那不然的话就很容易会有这种情形出来，你好像觉得你在帮神做事，但事实上呢，老实讲，神可能后来跟你讲，我并没有叫你这样做，是你自己听错的。
And if we don't do that, then very likely what will happen is that we will do something and God later will tell us that it's not what I wanted you to do.
那我本来还有另外一例子，我想 我们跳过去好了，我们跳第二个，第二个是洗濯盆。
Let us skip to the second one. The second one is the basin.
洗濯盆哈，洗濯盆。那我们看到，我们祭司他来到神面前服侍神的时候，除了经过祭坛之后，那他会在洗濯盆洗手洗脚。我们刚才念过的。
We know that the priests, after they have gone through the altar, then they come to the basin and they have to wash their hands and feet.
那我们知道，事实上是士应该这样，在旷野中在走路的时候，士身上会沾一些灰尘的。
We know that when you're walking through the wilderness, your hands and feet will catch dust.
那我想这段经节呢，跟另外一件，跟我们刚才念过也蛮相合的，就是在罗马书的第十，还是一样，罗马书第十二章第二节。
And I think the corresponding verse in the New Testament is Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
我请弟兄姐妹一起念好吗
？Let's read it together.
不要效法这个世界，
不
要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。哦，这边特别讲到说不要效法，另外讲到说心意更新的变化。
Here it especially mentioned do not conform and be transformed by the renewing.
那心意更新的变化。
Be transformed by renewing of the mind.
我们的心意如何能够更新的变化呢？
How can our mind be renewed and transformed?
就好像祭司他在旷野中，他必须要感觉到，他心里面要感觉到，他手跟脚是脏的，他才会去洗一洗手跟脚嘛。
Just like the priest in the wilderness, he has to feel that his hands and feet are dirty, therefore he will go wash them.
就是他里面的心思，他觉得他应该要干净一点。
And that is in his heart, he knew that he needs to be cleaner.
如果他心思根本不觉得他脏，他根本就不想要去洗手。
If he doesn't feel that he's dirty, then he won't wash his hands.
就好像我们家里面有孩子就知道哈，那只要到了那个有沙子啊的地方，他就尤其海边，他就喜欢玩沙。
If you have children at home, then you'll know that when they're on the beach, they like to play with the sand.
那玩呢，你叫他洗手，他觉得我很好，我不需要洗，因为他不觉得脏嘛。
And when you ask them to wash their hands, they don't want to because they don't feel they were dirty.
因此，当我们在服侍主的时候，我们的心思必须要为主更新跟变化。
Therefore, when we're serving God, our heart must be renewed and transformed.
如果我们心思不会变化的话，我们可能还是沾染地上很多的东西，你不觉得需要改变吗？
And if our heart is not transformed, then we'll still touch many things of this world because we don't feel that they're dirty.
我们这必须要圣灵帮助我们。
We must have the help of the Holy Spirit.
你知道当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，当兵丁他那个枪这样插入他的那个肋旁的时候，有两样东西就流出来。
You know, when our Jesus Christ was crucified, when the soldier pierced his side, two things flowed out.
第一个就是血。
One is the blood.
第二是水。
And the second is water.
那血就代表了主的救赎。
The blood represents God's salvation.
那水就代表主的生命，然后圣灵能够在我们心思里面做那一个更新的工作。
And the water represents life, so that the Holy Spirit can do the work of transformation in us.
那我举个例子啊，那就好像我以前还没孩子的时候，有的弟兄姐妹已经有孩子了，那他们跟我讲，小孩看那个卡通片动画 cartoon， 就是他们看了一遍呢，不够的，要看第二遍、第三遍、第四遍、第五遍、第四遍。
Well, before I had children myself, brothers and sisters would tell me that when kids watch cartoons, that they watch them repeatedly once, twice, three, even 10 times.
我那时候不大相信，我想怎么可能会有这种事？怎么会一个东西看过后一直在看
？And when I first heard it, I didn't believe it. I thought, how can you watch the same thing over and over again?
后来我自己有小孩，我才发觉，哎呀，真的是这样子。
And after I had children myself, I realized that is really true.
那个小孩的心思就这样子。
The heart of a child is like that.
我坐在旁边，你不看过了吗
？I sit next to him and say, haven't you watched this already?
我说下面发生什么事，他马上跟你讲下面发生什么事。
And then I ask him, what's going to happen next? And he can tell you immediately.
可是还是要看。
But they still want to watch it.
然后一遍一遍地看。
And then they watch it again and again.
这就是好像我们, 我们信主以后, 我们有很多的心思, 旧的心思啊, 还在我们身上。
And that is, just like us, after we believe in the Lord, there are many things of old that are still on us.
它还是不断地抓住我们, 你还是一直想要去, 一直不断地去做。
They still grab onto us, and you still want to continuously do them.
我们没有错, 我们是被主所救赎了。
It is true that we've been saved by God.
但是我们从以色列身上也看到这样的例子。
But we also see this example on the Israelites.
那以色列已经被救赎出来, 他已经脱离了 黑暗权势已经进入在旷野里面。
After the Israel people have been saved, after they have already been freed from the forces of darkness, that they are already in the wilderness.
他一碰到什么事情呢? 他就开始发怨言, 就想念埃及, 就想念那边有黄瓜、西瓜, 葱啊, 蒜, 韭菜。
And when they were in the wilderness, whenever they encounter any difficulties, they would remember their days in Egypt and want to have the melons and the good food that they had in Egypt.
那我们就晓得说，当我们信主之后，我们这心思就像我们这边所讲的，第一个经过祭坛，我们要奉献；第二个，我们这个人要求主的圣灵在我们面做生的工作。
And we know that after we've been saved by Lord, then the first thing we need to experience is altar, and then our heart needs to be transformed by renewing.
那我举我自己一个例子。
I'll give you an example of myself.
因为我们刚刚讲的是一些孩子例子，其实我们其实自己本身原有一些旧的东西，我们除非主开启我们啊，我们就还是在活在那种光景里面。
We've given an example of the child, but on ourselves there are also many things of the old. And unless God reveals it to us, we still live in the old.
所以常常会妨碍我们在主面前服侍神。
And it often obstructs us before serving God.
那我举例就是说，刚才弟兄提到说，我86年来到美国。
I came to the U.S. in 1986.
那时候在不管是查经班或者在 在比较中文聚集的在教聚会里面，信徒大部分都是台湾跟香港来的。
And whether it was a Bible study or in church, most of the believers were either from Taiwan or Hong Kong.
那我们试着像我有时候是邀请他们，他们跟我讲的通常是两件事情。
And many times I would invite them, and they would tell me two things.
我是无神论者。
One is that I'm an atheist.
然后呢，看圣经。
And they say that if I read the Bible, then it's like reading the book written by Chairman Mao.
就他是说我是不可能信主的。
And he would say it's impossible for me to believe.
我会想想，哎，他讲也对。
And when I think about it, I think he's right.
到来了是不可能信主的。
People from mainland China, it's impossible for them to believe.
这个心思就一直在我里面，就觉得他们讲的对，我自己。 想想也是对，我没有在主面前好好在主面前思想主的话是怎么样，就觉得他们讲的对，我自己想好像是这样是对的。
And after I listened to them, I feel that they are right, and I didn't go before God to think about this. I just thought in my mind that what they're saying is correct.
其实圣经的话其实已经很明显在圣经里，主已经讲说他要万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
But the words are very clear in the scripture. God says that He wants all people to be saved and not one person to be left behind.
其实不知道弟兄姐妹有这种感觉啊，他有些很多圣经话我们读是读过了，可是好像没有到我们的心思里面去。
And I don't know if you feel the same way. Many times we read the words in scripture, but they don't sit in our hearts.
求主帮助我们的心思必须圣灵来让我们开启。
We ask the Lord must help us to open our heart to reveal His words to us.
那后来大家都知道，从89年之后，主就开了大的门到大陆来的弟兄姐妹身上。
And we know that after 1989, that the Lord really opened the door to receive brothers and sisters from mainland China.
主就开了我的心思。
And the Lord also opened my heart.
知道说我们原来就有想法，常常阻碍主在人身上的工作。
That our old way of thinking often obstructs what God wants to do.
那我有时候现在想起来觉得蛮懊悔的。也许那时候有一些弟兄姐妹，不是弟兄姐妹，那些朋友们。 可以信主，可是我就这种心思就让就从旁边溜过去了。
And many times I regret because perhaps there were friends at that time who could have believed, but I just let them slip by.
Yeah, 所以说，我们在主面前的服事必须要有圣灵带我们的一个新的样子。
Therefore, our service before God, we must be led by God with a new form.
不要被我们旧有一些的思想啊，一些的观念，一些传统所限制。
Let us not be limited by our old way of thinking, by tradition.
哦，对，刚才我想到祭坛，我忘了提了一点。那我们的奉献啊，我们怎么奉献呢？
When we talk about the altar, how do we offer ourselves?
其实我在我个人经验，我觉得说，我们这个人只要愿意来到主的面前。说主啊，我这个人愿意交到你的手里，求你亲自带领我。
In my personal experience, as long as you are willing to go before the Lord and say, I am willing to offer myself, please guide me.
我这个人哦，不管我这个外面人，我里面这个人，哦，我们的心思、我们的意念、我们情感，都求主带领。
That our body, whether it is outside or inside, our mind, our heart, our thinking, we ask the Lord for guidance.
在主面前做一个很深的祷告。
That we have a very deep prayer before God.
那圣经也提到，其实我们这个奉献啊，不是就一次就够的。
And the scripture also mentions that our offering, it is not done once.
那个在出埃及记里面会看到说，当他们要献这个祭的时候呢，是早晚都要献的。
In Exodus, you see that the sacrifice must be offered morning and night. It must be offered every day.
那因此我们这个人要常常来到主面前，将我们这个人献到神的主的手里。
And therefore, we must often go before God and offer ourselves into His hands.
那我只讲了两样，可是时间已经差不多了。
I've only talked about two of these things, but my time is almost up.
那我想我想我再把至圣所里面的就是这样稍微圣经节念一下就好了。
I think let me just read a bit more from the scripture about the most holy place.
那至圣所里面有三样东西。
In the holiest of the holy, there are three things.
第一个是讲到主的桌子。
First is the Lord's table.
然后上面有主。上面有放陈设饼。
On it there's the showbread.
这里面讲到说主就是我们的供应。
And here it talks about God is our provision.
主耶稣曾经讲说我就是那天上的粮。
Lord Jesus said, I am the food from heaven.
我是生命的粮。
I am the food for life, of life.
那他讲到说特别是在主耶稣他用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人之后他就讲了这段话。
And Lord Jesus said these words after he used five breads and two fishes to feed 5,000 people.
他是我们生命的粮，所以我们必须每个人常常来他面前，让我们的生命得到饱足。
He is the food of our life, therefore we must often go before him so that our life may be full.
让我们能够不止我们自己得到供应啊，让我们这个人能够成为别人的供应。
So that we not only receive provisions from him, that we can become provisions for others.
那我们常常就是我们遇到说，也许在年纪大的时候，年纪长的时候才信主弟兄姐妹。
We encounter some brothers and sisters who believe Lord when they are of old age.
当年纪长了，他们常常讲一句话，就说我能够做什么呢？
And when they are of old age, they often say, "What can I do?"
其实主，我们这边刚刚所念，其实主。没有叫我们做什么，没有叫我们做什么事情。
Actually, from what we just read, we know that God didn't ask us to do certain things.
主要是我们这个人在主面前的成长。
What God wants is for us to grow before Him.
当我们在主面前能够得到供应，主是我们供应之后，好，我们成长以后，我们就自然能够供应别人。
And after God has become our provision and we can grow before Him, then we can provide for others.
那因此呢，即使年纪长，我们其实在很多的机会里面，我们还是可以供应别人。我们彼此之间在交通之中可以供应别人，在祷告之中可以供应别人。
And therefore, even for people of old age, they can provide for others because either through sharing or through prayers. Or in sharing of in Bible studies.
好，我们到下一个哈，下一个是讲到金灯台。
The next one is the gold lampstand.
这边也是讲到主自己讲说，他就是世上的光。
Here we're talking about Lord Himself. The Lord said He is the light of the world.
跟从我就不在黑暗里，要得到生命的光。
To follow me, you will no longer be in the darkness. You will receive the light of life.
我们来到主面前，我要主的光在我面。
And as we go before our Lord, we must have His light in us.
一方面来讲，在我里面，这光在我里面，让我们能够有启示，能够看得见主的心在哪里。
On one hand, the light will give us revelation so that we can see where is God's heart.
另外一方面讲到说，这个光让我们成为一个见证。
On the other hand, the light is to say that we are testimonies.
一方面在里面有启示，在外面有见证。
On the inside, there's revelation. On the outside, there's testimony.
那我想简单讲，就是比如说摩西他从那个。 他领受，他第二次上山领受的那个法版下来之后啊，他的脸发光。
Moses, after the second time he went up to after the second time he went up to the mountain, when he came down with the laws, his face was shining with light.
那圣经里面讲啊，他自己不知道了。
The scripture says that he himself did not know it.
后来以色列人就有点怕他。And
the Israelites were afraid of him.
那当然是因为他太。 发光发得太强的关系。
And it was because the light was so shining.
那我们今天到主的面前，我们领受主的光。
Today when we go before our Lord to receive the light.
那我们当然是，我们现在不会脸发光了。
Of course, our face won't be shining with light.
但是我们这生命会发出光来。
But our life should be shining with light.
那当因此，当我们从主领受的光之后呢，让我们跟弟兄姐妹、跟外人在一起的时候。 他们能够从我们身上看到主的光。
And after we have received the light, when we are with brothers or sisters or friends, then they can see the light.
好，我想最后这块的，我们再讲最后一个，就是讲到那个香坛。
And the last thing we'll talk about is the altar of incense.
那讲到说，香坛就是特别讲到说，我们的主是我们的大祭司。
The altar of incense refers to that Lord is our high priest.
他在我们的父神面前长远为圣徒祈求，讲到大祭司在主面前的祷告。It
talks about the prayer of the high priest before the Lord, that in front of the Father, he is continuously praying for all saints.
因为圣经也我们就不翻了。不过基本上的话，就是说，你知道香这个香是往上升的。You
know the incense it rises up.
因此，我们祷告是。 应该常常在神的面前，能够达到神的面前的。Therefore,
our prayer should often be before God to reach Him.
那我们那个祷告呢？求主能够扩大我们的祷告。We
pray that the Lord can enlarge our prayers.
因为我们常常的祷告呢，都是在日常小事啊。Because
our prayers are often about little things in our daily lives.
其实主希望我们的祷告能够扩大，能摸着他的心。
Actually, the Lord wants us to enlarge our prayers to be able to touch His heart.
我们每个人都是神的祭司。
Each one of us is a priest of God.
我们要摸着主的心。
We have to be able to touch God's heart.
所以扩大就是说，让神的心意呢，然后让我们在祷告中能够摸到。
Therefore, enlarge so that we can touch God's heart in our prayers.
主的心意在我们当中，就是让在现在我们当中，就是我们求主让我们的教会，让教会。 在他面前能够赶快的成熟。
And the will of our Lord right now is for the church to quickly mature before Him.
让教会能够成熟之后，引进他的国度，引进新天新地。
And after the church has grown, so that the church can bring the new kingdom.
所以呢，这些我们刚才讲的这五件东西呢，其实我们刚才所讲的，其实从开始的祭坛到香坛，其实主并没有要让我们真正去做一些事情。So
of the five things that we just talked about, from the bronze altar to the altar of incense, the Lord didn't want us to do anything.
主事实上特别注重是我们这个人在主面前的成长。
What the Lord pays more attention to is the growth before Him.
主会自然在教会里面，我们在教会之中彼此互相搭配。
Lord will naturally help us to collaborate with each other in church.
主会自然把一些事情放到我们旁边。
The Lord will naturally place things beside us.
好，那我们自然就顺着主的安排，在教会里面彼此的搭配。
And then we should go naturally along with God's plan to work with each other.
呀，求主帮助我们，让我们能够在主面前能够好好服侍主。
We ask the Lord to help us so that we can serve Him well before Him.
这是主的一个，我想是他一个极深的一个心意。
I think this is deep in our Lord's heart.
那我想，侍奉神其实就像我们的小姐妹讲，是一个很大的题目。
And just as our sister said, serving God is a very large topic.
也许以后弟兄姐妹可以在这方面再多一点分享。
And perhaps brothers and sisters can have more sharing on this topic later.
我们一点祷告。
Let us pray.
其实我们感谢你，让你你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你以外。
Lord Jesus, thank you. You are our Lord, and our goodness is not outside of you.
主，你实在是看重我们，主，你高抬我们，让我们能够成为你真的是圣洁的祭司。
Lord, you look highly upon us so that we can become your holy priests.
让我们能够来服侍那真的是又真又活的神。
So that we can serve the true and living God.
主，真的是求你常常激励我们。
Lord, may you often encourage us.
主，真的是求你在我们身上做深的工作。
Lord, may you do a deep work on us.
主，让我们每一个人在主面前都能够好好的服侍主。
Lord, so that each one of us can serve God before Him.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.